Introducing today's contestants, a gallery assistant from New York, New York, Tabitha Walker, a college student from Hoover, Alabama, Jack Gutshaw, and our returning champion, a math teacher from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Jason Zuffranieri, whose 10-day cash winnings total $273,843. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know if you folks noticed, but it's a little bit of a warning for Tabitha and Jack. Our champion, Jason, is wearing his good luck tie today. He started the week as our champion, returning champion. Is he going to be champion 30 minutes from now? Let's start finding out. Here we go into the Jeopardy round. And here come the categories for the three of you. Fantasy Island. Next. Mottos. Live entertainment. Official languages, hunting and fishing. And finally, we'll deal with antonyms. Champ, you go first, of course.
Island 1000.
In one version of the legend, King Arthur was offered Excalibur when Merlin brought him to this island. Tabitha.
What is Albion?
No. Jason.
What is Avalon?
That's it, yes.
Island 800.
The Temple of Poseidon was on this legendary island that was said to lie west of the Strait of Gibraltar. Jason.
What is Atlantis?
Correct.
Motto is 1,000.
Answer.
Let's wager 1,800.
All right, here's the clue. The New York Times has used this seven-word motto on its front page since 1897.
What is all the news that's fit to print?
You have it, and you've doubled your score to 3,600.
Motto is 800.
God, home, and country is the motto of this patriotic group, D-A-R for short. Jason.
What is Daughters of the American Revolution?
Correct.
Language is 1,000.
In Brunei, this language of a nearby peninsula. Jason.
What is Malay?
Malay, yes.
Live entertainment, 1,000.
The UCB is this brigade that does improv shows seven nights a week. Tabitha.
The United Citizens Brigade. What is the United Citizens Brigade?
No. Jack.
What is the United Citizens Brigade?
No. Jason.
What is the Upright Citizens Brigade?
You have it. It costs Jack and Tabitha $1,000 and you benefit it. Go again.
Entertainment 800.
Woody Harrelson and Jamie Foxx were in the casts of these two Norman Lear shows performed live on ABC in 2019. Jason.
What is The Jeffersons and All in the Family?
Got them both.
Language is 800.
On Cyprus, these two languages. Tabitha.
What are Turkish and Greek?
Good.
Language is 600.
In Benin. Jason.
What is French?
Yes.
Hunting and fishing, 1,000.
In Maryland, there are three seasons for deer. Regular firearms, muzzle-loaded firearms, and this non-firearm activity. Tabitha.
What is archery?
Correct.
Hunting and fishing, 800.
This style of fishing means to tow a baited line, not a net, behind a slow-moving boat. Tabitha.
What is trawling?
Good, you're on the plus side.
Antonyms, 1,000.
Leptodermis means having a thin skin. Elephants know this similar word means the opposite. Jason.
What is pachydermis?
Correct.
Antonyms 800.
This adjective is the opposite of attentive. Legally, it refers to one who fails to use due care and ordinary prudence. Tabitha.
What is negligence?
Yes.
Antonyms 600.
Katy Perry's opposites primer, hot and cold, rhymes, we fight, we break up, we kiss, we do this. Jason.
What is makeup?
Yeah.
Fishing, 600.
In Florida, the bag limit for the largemouth type of this is 5 a day. So don't get greedy. Jason.
What is bass?
Bass is right, and that takes you to an even $10,000. Once again, off to a great start. We're going to take a break, folks. Back in a moment. Talk to the players.
Ooh.
Tabitha Walker is a gallery assistant from New York City. And Tabitha, I couldn't help but notice that when you gave the correct response of archery in that hunting and fishing category, a knowing smile came over your lips. Are you into archery?
That's right. I love archery. I started in college and was a big part of our team for about 4 years. It's a great sport. The first time I felt athletic, just being able to focus on our targets, excellent.
I haven't tried it, so tell me, how tough is it to draw the string back?
It depends.
You have
I think it's strong. It's all about technique, Alex. It's about focusing on the target and using your back muscles as opposed to your arm muscles. So, lots of push-ups.
Well, I guess archery is not in my future. Jack Gutchall from Hoover, Alabama. A two-time undefeated hot dog race winner at Sewell Thomas Stadium. What's involved in that?
Okay, so at Alabama baseball games, one person dresses as ketchup, one dresses as mustard, and you race down the warning track. It often gets violent. My first one did, but I came out victorious. And then the second one was just a clean race, but I wanted to.
Are you always ketchup or mustard?
I switch.
You switch?
I prefer mustard.
You prefer mustard. Mustard and relish on a hot dog. You can't beat it. Jason Zuffranieri from Albuquerque, New Mexico. He's done some what is described as salty computer programming. What are we talking about here?
So at a former job, I was having a very frustrating time with a program that was made in-house. And eventually, you have to name the variables. And I started naming them bad words just out of frustration. And then they said, well, we'll bring over the programmer. He'll help you out. So I sanitized everything. I fixed it. And then we ran it. And I didn't actually fix all of it. It turned out one page came up with all these nasty words. I felt terrible. So he assured me that swearing is part of any good computer programming, so.
I would think so. All right, pick up your signaling device. Go ahead and make a selection, champ.
Entertainment 600.
Want to see this PBS music series live? Head to Texas's Moody Theater. Jason.
What is Austin City Limits?
Right.
Motto 600.
Like Truman, Carter had a sign with this motto in the Oval Office. Jason.
What is the buck stops here?
That's the motto.
Island 600.
This titular tank engine and his friends inhabit the island of Sodor. Tabitha.
Who is Thomas?
Yes.
Fantasy Island 400.
This title character travels to the islands of Laputa and Lilliput. Jack.
Who is Gulliver?
Good.
Entertainment 4.
The Bruise Brothers are a Chicago-based men's team in this contact sport on wheels. Jason.
What is roller derby?
Roller derby it is.
Motto is 400.
When asked for what with regard to this motto of the Boy Scouts, Robert Baden-Powell said, why for any old thing? Jack?
What is be prepared?
That's it.
Hunting for four?
Make sure all flesh is removed from the hide before you begin this process of turning it to leather, or things will get smelly. Jack?
What is tanning?
Good.
Languages for four?
In Egypt. Tabitha?
What is Arabic?
Yes.
Antonyms 400.
PC Magazine's online encyclopedia uses these two antonyms for hard to figure out and easy to figure out passwords. Jason.
What is strong and weak?
Those are the two.
Hunting, 200.
Also a poker hand, in hunting, this word means to cause game birds to break cover or take flight. Jason.
What is flush?
Flush, yes.
Entertainment, 200.
A group of street performers in Quebec became this circus troupe that puts on shows like Mystère. Jason.
What is Cirque du Soleil?
Yes.
Island 200.
Peter Pan can bring visitors to this island, home to the Lost Boys. Jason.
What is Never Neverland?
You got it.
Motto 200.
This full Latin motto of the U.S. Marine Corps symbolizes its members' lifelong commitment. Jack.
What is Semper Fidelis?
Yes.
Languages 2.
Official language in Cuba. Tabitha.
What is Spanish?
Right.
Antonyms 200.
This verb, the opposite of succeed, has made a comeback as a noun, especially following epic. Jason.
What is fail?
Fail is right, taking you to 12,800. Not an unusual situation. It's been like that all this week with the champion, Jason, accumulating a big lead and forcing the challengers to work hard in Double Jeopardy. We'll see how things work out today when we come back to start after this. Low scores for Jack and Tabitha, but Jack is the one who goes first in Double Jeopardy, and he picks from these categories. Sage Against the Machine. Crossword clues with the letter O highlighted. Each correct response begins with that letter. That's followed by surnames, international literature, their entire Oscar speech. And finally, get him to the ancient Greek. Jack.
International literature, 16.
This poet told the Nobel banquet, "Our Irish theater could never have come into existence but for Henrik Ibsen." Jason.
Who is Yeats?
William Butler Yeats, yes.
Crossword, 2000.
Hatred, 5 letters. What is odium? That begins with the letter O. Jason?
Crossword, 1600.
Spanish stew pot, 4 letters. Jason.
What is Allah?
Allah or Oya?
Crossword, 1200.
A musical composition, 4 letters. Tabitha?
What is opus?
Yes.
International literature, 2000.
Son of a Polish patriot, he was born in what's now Berdychev, Ukraine, and wrote works like Typhoon in English. Jason.
Who is Conrad?
Joseph Conrad, correct.
Lit, 1200.
Gabriel Sondukian wrote this language's greatest dramas in what's now the country of Georgia. Tabitha.
What is Russian?
No. Jack or Jason? What is Armenian? Jason, go again.
Surnames, 2000.
Horvat and Knedevich are common surnames in this country. Horvat comes from the country's name for itself in its own language. Jason?
What is Hungary?
No. Jack or Tabitha? What is Croatia? Go again, though.
Surname, 1600.
Answer.
Early double. $6,000
is what you're putting at risk. Here is the clue. In Vietnam, an estimated 40% of the population answer to this last name, the country's most popular.
What is Nguyen?
That's it, yes.
Machine, 1200.
Some cybersecurity experts warn about Russian-developed FaceApp, best known for virtually doing this to people's faces. Jack.
What is aging them?
Good.
Crossing clues O for 8.
To swing back and forth, 9 letters. Jack.
What is oscillate?
That's the word.
Oscar speech 2.
Best actor William Holden for this numeric 1953 film set in a German prisoner of war camp. Thank you. Thank you. Jason.
What is Stalag 17?
That's the film.
Speech 1600.
This Viennese American best director for The Apartment. Thank you so much, you lovely discerning people. Thank you. Jason.
Who is Wilder?
Billy Wilder, yeah.
Speech 1200.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, said Delbert Mann, who directed this actor as 1955's Marty. Jason?
Who is Borgnine?
Good.
Speech 800.
Music score winner Dmitri Tiomkin for this Cooper Kelly Western. Thank you very much. Thank you. Now give us the time of day. Jason?
What is high noon?
Yeah.
Surnames, 1200.
In the names Kirkman and Kirkland, Kirk refers to one of these. Tabitha.
What is a farm?
No. Jason.
What is a church?
Church, Kirk.
Sage, 2000.
Answer, the other Daily Double.
8,000.
All right, here is the clue. In 1816, Lord Byron penned a song for these loom-smashing rioters who were being displaced by new technology.
Who are Luddites?
Luddites, yes.
Sage, 1600.
This author's 1952 novel, Player Piano, deals with a man rebelling against a machine-filled dystopia. Jason.
Who is Vonnegut?
Kurt Vonnegut, correct.
Greek, 2000.
We can give you at least 300 reasons you should know this king of Sparta, who headed the Persians off at the pass in 480 BC. Jason.
Who is Leonidas?
Yes.
Greek, 1600.
Aeschylus penned the tale of this titled titan, visited by Oceanus and Io. Come on, you're bound to remember him. Jack?
Who is Prometheus?
Yes.
Greek 12.
He said, the unexamined life is not worth living, so let's examine it. He weds Xanthippe and was an Athenian hoplite soldier. And his name was Socrates. Jack?
Lit 8.
Born off Queensland, Kath Walker, also known as Udguru Nunukal, wrote "We Are Going," the first book of poems by a person of this ethnicity. Jason?
What is Aboriginal?
Yes.
Speech, 400.
Not opening with "Good evening," this thriller director took the Thalberg in 1968 with "Thank you very much indeed." Jason?
It was Hitchcock.
Right.
Greek, 800.
After Ptolemy I wished for an easier way to study it, Euclid said, "There is no royal road to this branch of math." Jason?
What is geometry?
Yes.
Surnames, 800.
Reasonably enough, this last name of Canadian author Margaret refers to one who lives in or near a forest. Jack?
Who is Atwood?
Good.
Sage, 8.
His Das Kapital says that a machine immediately becomes a competitor of the workman. Jason?
Who is Marx?
Yes, less than a minute.
Lit, 400.
The novel titled This Patient is set in Italy and was written by Sri Lankan-Canadian Michael Ondaatje. Jason?
What is The English Patient?
You got it.
Crossword, 400.
A person in their 80s, 12 letters. Jason?
What is octogenarian?
That's it.
Greek, 400.
The 60 or so works bearing the name of this father of medicine likely weren't written by him, nor was his oath. Jack?
Who is Hippocrates?
Yes.
Surnames for 4.
It's the occupational surname shared by Plymouth Colony Governor John and scientist George Washington. Jack?
Who is Carver?
Carver, right. Now the last clue. Railing against these machines, philosopher C.E.M. Jode said the only way to see the country is to walk in it. Jason?
What are cars?
Yeah, cars, automobiles, railing against them. Boy, look at that. 44,400 for you. Here comes Final Jeopardy. Presidential candidates, how appropriate. We'll have the clue when we come back.
Could your name be the next one added to the Jeopardy! College Championship Trophy? Sign up now at Jeopardy.com for the college online test, happening on October 1st at 8 p.m. Pacific Time.
Appropriate category for our final today, presidential candidates. Players, here's your clue. This is the most recent presidential election year when both major presidential candidates were residents of the same state. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. All right, we'll come to Tabitha first. She had $1,400. And let's see, you wrote down what is 2016. In that presidential year, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton were both listed as residents of New York State. You're correct, young lady. What did you do to your score? You almost doubled. You now have $2,799. Jack, what about you? You're not smiling. Why? You picked the wrong year, 1996. It'll cost you, did you wager a lot? $2,000, that drops you down to $3,600. You're still in second place. Jason, impressive day today. $44,400 going into final. Did you come up? You did indeed come up with 2016. And, oh, for the first time, you wagered a lot, $14,000. That takes you up to $58,400. You're over the $300,000 mark now. $332,243 for 11 days. Enjoy the weekend. You'll be here on Monday. Join us then.
Promotional consideration provided by...
My cholesterol is borderline. I can worry about it or do something about it. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. And it's odor-free and pharmacist-recommended. Garlique.
People who have been diagnosed with mesothelioma have many questions. That's why we offer this free book.
Call toll-free at 1-888-888-3231.
Imagine not worrying about having dry mouth. Act Dry Mouth to soothe and moisturize. Stop imagining. Start acting.